This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Comic-Con weekend here in Kansas City. That starts Friday, Saturday, Sunday down in St. Louis. It's a Trans World Haunt Show. So I know a bunch of my friends are going down there. And I would be going. But it was absolutely an easy choice when I found out Henry Winkler was being brought in for Comic-Con. Then they announced Anson Williams, Potsy. They announced Don Most, which, of course, Ralph Mouth. All three together for the first time. And then Henry asked me to moderate his discussion. And then they were also added to it. So I've been really excited about this opportunity. When I was a kid, you know, and everybody who knows me knows, that was without a doubt my favorite show, as it was everybody in America's favorite TV show. It was a life changer for little kids everywhere. Had all the characters, all the things. You know, why do I want to ride a motorcycle? Two reasons. My dad rode one and Fonzie rode one. Mm-hmm. Why do I wear leather jackets? Easy, Fonzie. I mean, it was as plain as day. He influenced everybody. Between Evel Knievel, like Fonzie, you know, the different people you saw, that's how you patterned your life. It was on Tuesdays, 7 o'clock. And the lights would still have not come on. You would run home. Because you remember those days, you came home when the lights turned on. Absolutely. At 9 o'clock, when the sun would go down enough that the street lights would come on, 8:39, you'd go home. But on Tuesdays, you always went home a little quicker. So I'm really excited about having Anson Williams on the show today. I read his book, Singing to a Bulldog, this week. What a fantastic book. I don't know how it did in sales. I don't know how it climbed in the charts. I just read it this week.
What a full life.
Oh, dude, it's a fantastic book, and look into that.
Born September 25th in Los Angeles, California, our next guest got his start in acting in commercials and on stage before in 1974. He became part of our lives every Tuesday night for a decade as Potsy Weber on the legendary television show, Happy Days. He went on to forge a career as a director, working on such series as Beverly Hills 90210, Melrose Place, Star Trek Deep Space Nine, Star Trek Voyager, Xena Warrior Princess, Hercules The Legendary Journeys, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and many more. And this weekend, you could see him alongside former co-stars Don Most and friend of the show, Henry Winkler, at the annual Planet Comic-Con. Please welcome Anson Williams.
Anson Williams, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. It's great to be on.
Man, I'm really excited.
Right now, we're on the 101 freeway in traffic on the way to the airport. Get to Kansas City.
Yeah, coming in for Comic-Con. I'm really excited about this. And I'm even more excited after reading your book, Singing to a Bulldog, and learning that you guys have all stayed close. You and Ron and Henry and Don, that you really are real friends. And as a super fan, like, for whatever reason, that stuff really matters to us.
Well, there's just that magical chemistry. And we had a great mentor on the show, the creator, Gary Marshall.
Yeah.
He really formulated a family and really inspired us to watch each other's back and be a team. And believe it or not, this year, it's the 50th anniversary for Happy Days. It first aired 50 years ago.
Yeah, and January 15th, 1974.
Yeah, and we're all still very close. In fact, one reason I'm so excited about coming to Kansas City, it's been a while since we've been together, Henry, Donnie, and I. I'm really looking forward to us brothers to be together again. And Ron would be there, but Ron's in Australia shooting a new movie.
God, it's just, and by the way, I got to tell you, I'm so excited to sit with you guys and moderate the talk. I'm not sure why it even needs to be moderated, because I can't imagine that you three don't have a ton to talk about at all times. Like, It is, uh, it's got to be like, you know, where you, it doesn't feel like any time has passed, right? Like, you know, when a really good friend and you sit down, it doesn't matter if you haven't seen each other in 5 years, you sit down and you just pick up where you left off and it's effortless.
You do. And it, what's so interesting, the three of us had such an experience doing that show. And what was really exciting and what we really talk about is the softball team. Gary Marshall put together a softball team. We were all kind of ex-athletes. Henry learned to pitch, and he ended up being really good. But we're all athletes in high school and junior high school, and we put together the softball team, and we had the opportunity to play in practically every major stadium in the United States pre-charity games. And then we did USO tours.
Yes.
Where we played against the Army, Marines, Navy, but in Okinawa over the China Sea. And we had, those were the most exciting experiences on Happy Days, was off the set, having these ball games all over the world as a team. And that actually came to the set because you always have your teammates back. And
right.
It really created a friendship and a camaraderie doing the show. And I think that's one of the major reasons we're all such good friends. Because together we went through such memorable experiences.
Yeah.
And, that very few people go through.
No, I'm reading your book, Anson, and it talks about when you were in your audition for Happy Days, you got the call, you went in, and strangely, Gary Marshall said, can you play baseball? And which is a weird question, right?
That was it. I said, I read, and he goes, do you play ball? Do you play softball? I go, yeah. He goes, oh, good. That's important. Good. I don't think I would have gotten the part if I didn't play softball. I swear to God. I think that
was, so,
and you know, if you're an extra on Happy Days, whatever, and you were a good ball player, you got a line on the show. You got into Screen Actors Guild.
Oh, that's like, great. That's great.
Yeah.
So let me.
There were a couple of ringers.
I want to go to this book because I don't know how much time we have, but. So I read your book, Singing to a Bulldog, and I realized it's really a book about a man named Willie Turner, a guy who was super important to you. And this really resonates with me because I know how important it is to have people through your life put their hand on your back. And you may not know it at the time even how important it is, the level of importance. I've had many people put their hand on my back. And they were the guys who shaped me, not just our families, not just our environment, our geographic situation, but the people we come into contact with show us what's possible, and sometimes it's a bad example, sometimes it's good. But Willie, he gave you pieces of wisdom, and it was a guy you went to work for or with in a furniture store. He's a janitor.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You never know where the magic's going to come from your life. It's not going to be some celebrity or billionaire. It's going to be somebody that just connects with you. And I was in high school. It was a rough time of my life. For various reasons.
Your dad.
And we were lower middle class, so, you know, I had to work. And I got a part-time assistant janitorial job at Leonard's Department Store. And my boss was Willie Turner, who's African-American, not well-educated, a functioning alcoholic, but a prophet. And he called the janitorial room the top room. And he really talked to me, not at me.
Right.
And Willie was very, very much the reason, helped me find me. He helped me feel good about me and confident in me. By the time I was done with that job, I was ready to take on the world. I had confidence. I knew where I was going. If it wasn't Willie Turner, a janitor, I wouldn't be talking to you today. So what I wanted to do in the book, I mean, I felt like Forrest Gump, getting all of a sudden I'm in all these places, crazy events, like getting kidnapped by the President of the United States' daughter.
Yeah.
You got to read the book for that one.
Oh, no, listen, but, I'm telling you, you made it. You weren't just kidnapped, you mashed with her. You had a thing with her, with Gerald Ford's daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, But, thing, but yeah, she's a very, very nice, you know, person and all that.
Sure.
But Willie, but what I wanted to do, I wanted to put the reader into the talk room and have those same conversations with Willie, and the same inspiration I got, I wanted to pay him forward by everyone reading the book having those the same experience as I did, and hopefully inspire them to move forward in their lives.
Well, and those bits and pieces that we get from, for me, it was my great uncle Paulie, and others, but those moments, those phrases, those things, and you catch them, you hear them, right, as a kid, and they go yep. in, they pop into your head, but until they're put into real work in life, then the light goes off and you're like, yeah, now I got it. Now I know.
Yes. Yes.
And every time you would get something good, every time something would happen for you, you would end up back with Willie and you would talk with him. And he was a part of your life through all these years. And, you know, even in the very beginning, when you first got the show, and they talk about, he was important to you because he told you what kind of people to hang out with, the people that help you. They're the important ones. The people yeah. that some people will be really important to you, but they won't stay in your life, but it was real important. They were there for a moment.
Yes.
You can go as far and as high as you want. As long as you don't care who the credit goes to, it'll take you where you got to go.
That was that Irish poem, you know? You can climb any mountain, you can get anything done, as long as you don't care who gets the credit.
Yeah, and it's true.
Ego will stop you, and the wrong ego will create a miserable life.
So,
and the right ego will give you life.
Yes.
And Willie was very, very much, you know, that for me, I mean, such a foundation. And even those people that are temporary, they're not temporary. They stay with you for life.
Yeah,
you never forget them, and you always appreciate them.
That's right.
And you're always thinking about them. And then my whole thing is pay it forward, you know?
Yeah. No, the book.
Give that same, you know, do that for others.
So many things I didn't know. Now, for those who just joined the show, Anson Williams is here with us. And, of course, the legendary TV show Happy Days started in January 15th, 1974. And, the crux of the characters were, of course, it was going to be built around Ron Howard as Richie, and of course, you and Don as Potsy and Ralph, and of course, Fonzie was not intended originally to be the main character until that happened after the second season faltered a little bit. You slipped to 48th. They decided to come in and bring Fonzie to the front, turn it into a three-camera show, and bring a live audience in, which changed the feel of it. I didn't know at the time that's what happened, but now I think about it, and it's true. Absolutely, that third, fourth, fifth, and through season, they all felt different after that switch.
Yeah, well, the switch was important. I mean, we were close to getting canceled. And that's when Gary Marshall and Jerry Ferris, our director, thought, why not? Let's try to do a live audience. They knew there was a chemistry with us, and they thought it would be stronger, you know, in a different format, which should be three-camera live audience. And they were so he was so right. It created the magic. And in a year and a half in, we switched to three-camera. And we became number one in the world. That's when the show blew up.
In months, from 48th to the biggest show in the world. And it all also predicated on Ron Howard being okay. Again, you go back to ego. As long as you do it for the good of the show. He'd already been Mayberry RFD. He was Opie Taylor. He was a child star in movie and television. He came into this. It was going to be his built around him, and contractually he kind of had the say as well.
Well, Ron, you know, just the most humble, hardworking,
great
friend and total professional.
And
Henry too. Henry Winkler, just a beautiful human being, you know,
yes.
who used that huge fame so productively and never put in anyone's face. He was always a team player. Always the show first.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites.
So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And the thing I realized after reading your book and Henry's and knowing Henry now for 10 years is you both came from a place where your fathers were not supportive. They were not, they're just, and again, I don't want to insult anybody's father, but they said terrible things to you guys, and you both came from that place, and yet you turned out so very different, so supportive. You really, instead of taking that in and continuing the cycle of abuse to somebody else, you stopped it in its tracks and you turned it into something else. You used that fuel for good to help other people.
Willie Turner was a big part of that.
Yeah. When you and Henry met, and you were going through those original years on the show, did you ever discuss your early days, your families, your fathers? Like, did you realize how similar you were in that way?
No, not in any depth. Not really, not in any depth. I mean, we know we each had a hard upbringing, but we didn't really get talk too much about it.
No, and you think about all these interesting guys. Like, so you take Don Most. Now, he came from Flatbush, Brooklyn, which Henry's first movie was Lords of Flatbush. So they're both, right? They're both.
And Donnie's my best friend. You know, Donnie, I got married last May, and Donnie was best man.
I heard that, and I thought, my God. And is it true, by the way, that you guys started a text chain sometime in like 2020, and it's something you decided to keep really active so that you were always in the conversation with each other?
Yeah, we're a text away. We just have an open text, and it's just, we're good friends. We don't talk about business, none of that. It's
no, life,
just friends.
Right? Yeah.
You know,
and, just touching.
And if we see something really cool, you know, we let each other know, you know, so they can read it or whatever. It's just great having that open, you know, that open friendship.
Hey, I got to tell you, Anson, I opened the book because I knew I was moderating the talk, and I thought, well, I want to know. And I started reading your book, and I got so hooked into it so fast that I probably read it twice now, going back through it again, because I really loved so many moments in it. People don't know, and they'll never understand, because you know, history, right? We move forward. Life has changed. When you had a hit TV show in 1974, you know, it's by six, it was on fire. There was only three radio or three television networks. Some people had four in their city, but in Kansas City, it was 4, 5, 9, and then we eventually got 41. You guys came on at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday, and the viewership was like nothing anybody today can imagine. We have the internet, and we have streaming, and we have so many different avenues. There were only so many things, and everybody watched. There was no television, there was no internet. There was no telephone that you could pick up and look at the internet on. There was no iPad, and there were no computers. This is what you did, and your whole family did it, and there's no fame like TV fame like that. There's nothing. It's 8 to 80.
I know. We were up to... Sometimes they had over 68 million people watching the show.
60 million?
68 million. Up to that.
That's crazy. Like
it averaged at 60 million, 58 million. That, not including the syndication during the day. You know?
Yeah.
It was worldwide.
It was crazy. Worldwide.
It was crazy. And then it's so funny. I directed, you know, Fortunate had a nice time directing TV. And sometimes there'd be like, you know, certain shows. You know, young people shows and if they ever got, you know, 2 million viewers and you're a hit, you know.
Yeah.
And they start acting like big shots. I have to talk them down. You know. Hey, listen, stop getting in the way of yourself. All right.
Well,
you know,
so big.
You know, it's like come on, take advantage. You know, like Gary Marshall inspired us to use the show and Paramount Studios as a college. He inspired us to learn many areas of the business so we could last. And not let ego, not get caught up in ourselves. And we didn't. We all educated ourselves.
Right.
In entertainment. That's why we're still active, because he inspired us to wear many hats.
And survive in that world.
And that's what I try to tell these young young folks on these series, I said, the odds of getting another one after this aren't good. So I would, you take advantage of this, go to observe directors, ask questions, go to, you know, writing sessions, use this productively, please.
Yeah.
You know, so you have a future in this business.
That's right. You got to learn how the money goes out, how it comes back, what gets made, what doesn't. And even to the point where you guys supported each other, when you became a director, you know, it's not easy. Nobody wants to put all of their, you know, a lot of people invest in this. A lot of money goes into a TV show or a movie, an after school special, whatever it is. And Ron Howard vouched for you and said, if anything were to go wrong or he needs help, I will step in. And I mean, that's a huge thing in Hollywood to put your name out for somebody else.
Yeah, well, you know, well, Ron knew I'd do the. He was very confident I would do the job.
Sure,
but it was very, really a good buddy. That, and you know, because I hired myself, I co-created the special, but to convince a network is a whole other deal.
Yeah.
So, that put it over the top for me.
Yeah, and you guys understand that they're the fans of this show. This is how crazy it got. One day, I'm reading the story in Singing to a Bulldog, Anson Williams' book, and he talks about how a guy comes in who looks like a Beatle until Don tells you, yeah, he is. He loves the show. It's John Lennon with his son, Julian Lennon.
Yeah, Yep, he spent hours on the set with us. Yeah.
My head exploded when I read that, and I was just like, how crazy is that?
Have you seen the picture with all of us?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, and then apparently he was writing autographs, but he doodled. John Lennon was known to doodle and do drawings. He was giving them to the cast members or the gaffers, not the cast members. The workers.
No, we're professionals. We don't ask for any of that.
Right,
like
right,
it is.
Right.
But
right.
the crew are getting original doodles from John Lennon signed. They bought houses with it, you know? We don't ask for anything. We get a pic. PR comes out and they take a picture. That's all we got. You know, we're idiots. We're dumb. Absolutely dumb.
Oh, it's so good. Hey, listen, I know that you got to jump and get on your airplane, Anson.
Yeah.
But we'll meet on Saturday. We'll catch up before 2:00. I'm just so excited to have this talk with you because Henry's become a dear friend. And like everybody who ever meets Henry knows, he's one of the loveliest, kindest, most gentle, generous human beings I've ever met in my entire life. And
totally.
The fact that you all love each other, I know I'm going to feel the same way about you guys. I'm really excited about being a part of your discussion in the Grand Ballroom at Comic-Con on Saturday at 2 o'clock. And then, of course, we have a dinner planned at 8 o'clock that night.
Yeah, look at Italian, right?
Yeah, yeah. You're going to love it. It'll be great.
Awesome. Awesome.
Hey, safe travels, my friend. I'll see you in just a day.
See you in a day. God bless everybody. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
See, I'm telling you, the guy's going to be great.
I truly believe Gary Marshall provided a Hollywood university for so many artists, actors.
Yeah, Gary Marshall did. I mean, he really did.
It is unbelievable what he did for them. It just doesn't happen. That's a world. And guys, I cannot tell you enough, like, our little look into it, being in radio and being in it for this many years and meeting a lot of people and seeing a lot of scenarios, really does, it'll make you cynical because you see how many people have been destroyed by the business, how many people have been in and then eaten. Others take advantage of them. They take all their talent and then take all their money away.
Mm-hmm.
Guys like Gary Marshall created these incredible TV shows, but then knew these kids were just kids and this wouldn't last forever. And you got to know how to do stuff. Be a producer, be a director, be a team. Don't put your ego as the world inflates you. Don't believe it because it's always going to come down. There's an arc to everything in this world. There's an up and there's a down. Your life, everything. Everything has an arc. And I mean, look at them. They're all happy.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, just talking to him off the air on the phone, they are exactly like the Full House guys, like Saget, Stamos, and Coulier.
Well-adjusted and together.
Same guys.
Yeah. It doesn't mean you don't have troubles in your life, but it means when they come, you can handle it. Right?
And you know that person's always going to pick up on the other line.
Yeah.
Very difficult as a fan, though, to talk with him on the phone and not say, sit on it, Potsy. Very hard.
Well, dude, I had like 37 more bazillion questions that I wanted to ask him about. Because, you know, I mean, he did mash with Gerald Ford's daughter. Mm-hmm. By the way, she's the one who kind of chased him down.
Of course she did. He was the cutest.
And Elvis.
We didn't even get to Elvis. I'll save that for the talk on Saturday. But Elvis was the pain in the arena. Like, and they ended up connecting, and Elvis looked at him, and you forget about this. Elvis watched TV.
Yeah.
There was only so much. And he was like, I really like your show.
To me, that eclipses a Beatle walking in and saying,
I don't know.
I like your show.
It's real good. Yeah. But to me, the Beatle thing, because they were so cool and so, you know, they were kind of in that, they were getting into that alternative world, right?
Right.
Like the Beatles were starting to become a movement, this hippie movement that was a thing.
Yeah.
And so I was like, wow, even he admitted how much he loved it. Because that's a pretty straightforward show. Happy Days was a look at life in the 50s, right? And Elvis, it made sense to me.
Yeah.
Right?
But I can see Elvis, like, drinking a soda going, the party's crazy.
Yeah. At some point, he looked at Sonny or Red and said, sit on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Again, it's just the life that they've led. Is, and I've always got to feel like it's connected to also being a good person, like staying grounded, understanding it. Because his entire book comes back to this guy, Willie Turner, this old black janitor who was admittedly, he drank too much. But he had wisdom, right? He'd walk the road.
He'd sit you down and you'd figure it out.
And saw something in him.
And that's the thing, man. And sometimes I think people are offering it and we don't hear it.
Yep.
But if you're lucky and you manage to settle yourself down and get it inside your head sometimes, like I'm telling you, I you hear me tell stories all the time about the people I know, especially now in my life. It all makes sense from times, things I heard when I was 14 years old, 16 years old, 25 years old, 30 years old. That it's, if we're lucky enough, we have those guys.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day. Rock and roll with you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.